Richard engineers the program, Les is the general manager, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. Joining me, Lisa Arroyo from the City of Santa Barbara. Title is the City Wastewater Systems Manager. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Lisa Arroyo. Last year I interviewed Toth, was his name?
Chris Toth.
And I thought, maybe I had it written down incorrectly, but I was calling him the City Waste Management Supervisor. Did they change the title, or did I have it incorrect last year? I don't know. Either one works. Sounds like it.
That's correct.
Lisa Arroyo, PE, it says after your name.
Yes, I am a licensed professional engineer in the state of California. So the PE stands for professional engineer.
Oh, and in the engineering, in what, like there's civil engineer, there's all kinds?
I'm licensed civil engineer.
Oh, my brother graduated as a civil engineer. Brooklyn Polytechnic Institute.
Very, very nice.
Went to MIT, got his master's in transportation planning.
Very nice.
Then a few years later, went to night school and then went to dental school. Very confused boy. Very confused boy. So sewer laterals. I asked Richard if that, the football term, a lateral, lateral pass?
Football term? Yes.
So that's kind of throwing behind. Laterals kind of go straight out. I don't know if there's any analogy there. But the sewer lateral is basically connecting a house to the main sewer, city sewer line in the street.
That's correct. It's the pipe that carries your sewage from your house to the main line in the street. And I think a lot of people may not realize that as a property owner, you own the sewer lateral. You own it up to and including that connection to the city main.
Is it right into the street?
Correct.
Right into the street.
Correct. And a lot of times the city main runs in the middle of the street, and so it's halfway through into your street.
Right, right. A lot of people might think that it stops at stops at the sidewalk. And I know there's a kind of a nice intricate connection there, right, when the residence lateral meets the sewer main. And if that has to be replaced, you're digging up the street.
That's correct. It's called the Y connection, or sometimes you'll hear it called a sewer tap.
Sewer tap? Mm-hmm. Tap the sewer. I've heard the term Y connection. So we're going to talk about the sewer lateral, but obviously you're covering the main sewer lines throughout the whole city. It's not just the sewer laterals, right? I mean, what is your office really doing?
Correct. My office, what we have under the wastewater system is the 257 miles of sewer main that brings all of the sewage from where it leaves your house and connects to the sewer system into the treatment plant. We have a wastewater treatment plant that is permitted at 11 million gallons per day. We treat the wastewater as it comes into our plant to ocean discharge regulations, and then we discharge out to the ocean. A portion of that wastewater is pulled off before we discharge to the ocean and treated for recycled water, which we send back out into the community. It's a way to reuse and augment our potable water with Title 22 recycled water. And that way, the big users, the golf courses, things like that, they're not having to use potable water for irrigation.
And I've heard about that. And how is it plumbed and piped out to these users? All separate?
It is all separate.
Obviously.
You have separate water lines, separate systems, so that there's no cross connection and, risk of it getting into the drinking water source, into your house.
Right. I couldn't taste any worse. I can't imagine. It might taste better. So do you actually treat 11 million gallons a day, but you can? Or
We can. That's what we're permitted at. We've had some extraordinary conservation efforts from the community. So right now we are receiving about 6 million gallons per day on average instead of the 11 that we're permitted for. So That's about all we treat at this point.
So recycled water is reused, non-potable.
Correct.
Not drink. How is that? Do you know the amount that's dedicated for that?
Our facility can treat up to, it's designed to treat up to 3 million gallons per day. We don't have that demand right now. I think we're producing right now somewhere between 3/4 and 1 million gallons per day.
And what would it take for the community, if you can do 3 million, what entity and what powers that be could make it 3 million so more water could be reused? Would they have to re-network the water? Is it the network?
The pipes are expensive to build. So we have a pipeline that will bring it to certain key areas where we have our big users. It would be very cost prohibitive to serve every individual resident to water their lawn. We need the big users because
golf courses.
A rough order of magnitude cost to build pipe is about $1 million a mile. So it is quite costly to get that water out to each and every single person.
Sure. Where is this plant? What do you call it?
It's in El Estero Wastewater Treatment Plant. There is a recycled water facility that will treat it and then
but
it goes
physically,
out.
Where is the plant located?
Oh, I'm sorry. 520 East Yaninale Street. So kind of Yaninale and Garden is the vicinity of it.
Maybe you should have, you know how you have all these water machines outside of supermarkets where people fill up for 25, 35 cents, they fill up 5 gallon. Maybe you should have a non-potable water. People can like go pick up their own water. Well, what if a guy had a big water truck and wanted to fill up a water truck to irrigate? Would you fill up a water truck? Is that allowed?
We're not set up to do that. I do know that there are some communities up in Northern California that are starting to do that, where they will allow their residents to come in and fill up with Title 22 recycled water and take it to their homes.
I mean, it's got to be dangerous because you're not control. Once someone takes that water, you don't want them to use it in the wrong setting.
Correct.
So it's a liability or something.
Correct.
But actually, I started off as a joke about having a little 25-cent, for 5 gallon bottles. But then when I thought about water trucks, okay. So Lisa Arroyo, Santa Barbara City Wastewater System Manager, civil engineer. So we have all these sewer laterals. The city's trying to maintain 257 miles of the sewer main. Everything's pretty old. Periodically, so you have to fix yours, and then you want to make sure that residential sewer laterals are not leaking. So what, as I recall, there were two items that triggered a residents to test and examine the sewer lateral, because most people don't. They just and what are those two items?
There's a couple ways that you can be triggered to go into the sewer lateral inspection program. One of them is going to be what we'll call a city-initiated trigger to go into the SLIP program. The acronym we call it is SLIP. And for residents, that's going to be if we, through our routine maintenance and inspection activities, if we identify that your lateral is defective, it has roots coming out of it, maybe the Y connection is broken, we will send you a letter and let you know that you need to inspect your lateral. Similarly, for the commercial and condominiums, we are on a 10-year cycle to have all of those inspected. So at some point in time, you will be getting a letter from the city that says you need to perform a inspection on your lateral. Now, the second way you could be triggered to kind of go into the inspection program would be through permits. If you are wanting to do an addition or add more plumbing fixtures, that will trigger you to have to do a sewer lateral inspection.
Kind of, okay. I know, so just to recap, if one wants to get permits, and I think what I wrote down here, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have an addition of 400 or more square feet, you probably get a lot of permits for people adding about 399 square feet. And then two or more plumbing fixtures, two or more,
correct.
Then you will request a sewer lateral video scope inspection.
Correct.
Make sure, that triggers that. And then the other one is as you're going down the street checking on the sewer main and you're maybe blowing smoke, although you're not during this interview, but if you're blowing smoke down the sewer main and it you could end up seeing smoke coming up between a house and the sewer main, might indicate, and also if the Y connector is bad, roots, whatever, you would then request that the residents do a sewer lateral inspection.
Correct.
Okay. Now, as an aside, I'm a real estate agent, and it's becoming quite common for a buyer to have an inspection themselves when buying a house. And I know at one time, and it's recommended, and I always recommend it, and it's... But at one time, the state or the city was trying to force it to happen, or maybe it's, you know, just to insist that it happen. And I guess the California Association of Realtors felt that it shouldn't be the burden on, you know, the seller, you know. But as it's evolving, it seems to be almost, you know, an automatic that's something you really want to check.
And I would agree with that because as a buyer, you would inspect your roof. You would there's certain things that you're going to inspect. This is just one more thing that you can inspect and make sure that you know what you're buying and that you're not going to have to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars on it maybe 3 to 5 years down the road because you have a defective sewer lateral and you have to repair it. That can get quite costly.
Right. A number you probably you know, aren't involved with repairs or replacements a lot and directly, you know, you're not a contractor. But $5,000 is a number I hear a lot. A lot of that's for trenchless, but that, but there's a lot of factors. If you have a fancy driveway and you have to dig it up, but trenchless allows you to avoid a lot of trenching, hence the name trenchless.
Yes. And I'm a big proponent of trenchless technology because it is generally quicker, cheaper, more efficient, less burdensome on whether it's the public for me doing trenchless in our sewer main or for a private property owner who may have, again, like you said, nice decorative driveways, great improvements that you'd have to dig up if you needed to excavate.
So generally you dig up two holes at either end. You know, I saw it happening once.
Yeah. It's getting better. I saw a demo at a convention that I was at a couple months ago where they did it all trenchless, where they put a camera down the clean out, and they were able to do it all trenchless, no excavation. Now, that may not be completely possible with every single person's lateral. That technology may not be out here in California yet.
Where did you see this? Where were you?
I saw it. I went to the National No Dig Convention in Dallas, Texas a few months ago.
Wow.
Yes. They have a national no-dig conference.
Naturally.
And they have a national no-dig day. I think it's in September. very big proponent of it. I watched it from a manufacturer who I don't know that they have any California installers yet.
Maybe later today you could send me an email on, and maybe I can contact them and find out about it?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, the more economical it is for the homeowner to do this, the more inclined they're going to be to inspect their lateral and do the right thing for the environment.
And I used to have an office at 15 Chapala Street where the Danica House furniture building used to be. It's on the corner of Mitchell Train and Chapala. It's all wood and glass. It's a very distinct building. And one day I showed up and they were doing it. And, you know, there was this massive machinery to pull this sleeve through the existing pipe, and it was fascinating to watch. It was a major production, so I just can't imagine how you could do it through a clean out.
Well,
that's amazing.
They would launch the lateral repair through the sewer main, but they'd also put a camera through the clean out so that they could watch it. I don't want to say inflating, but basically inflating and coming up the lateral as they're inflating it and pushing it out to match the lining material and push it up against your existing lateral, which is your host pipe.
You know, the host pipe, I like that. The host pipe, I like that. You know, maybe I don't know as much as I thought. I was envisioning, at least as I recall 20 years ago, this technology at 1515 Chapala Street, is it was this huge cable that had to pull this the new lining through the hose pipe. I mean, you're talking about now something different, something inflating?
Inflating is probably not the right word. It's going to help it pop out and come shoot up your lateral, because some of those laterals can be 50, very, very long. And so they insert it into the main, and then they can insert it, have it, it's almost like a T. So you've got the T part in the main, and then the lateral goes all the way up to your clean out, and then they don't have to excavate the big pits like they did in the past.
But they still have, it still has to be pulled by a cable, do you think?
It was a demo. I didn't see a cable. They may. It probably depends on the configuration of your lateral. But it's a lot of advances in trenchless technology.
I'm very interested in that, because that'd be a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, no trenching at all. That true trenchless, right?
Yep.
Are there any questions I didn't ask you? That's something that you wanted to cover. SLIP is the Sewer Lateral Inspection Program. It's an unfortunate acronym, though, SLIP, when you're talking about wastewater. You don't want to be slipping on wastewater. I would have picked something else, but... Oh, no, Sewer Lateral Operational Program would have been SLOP. That could have even been better. So...
No, the only thing I'd like to say is there's a lot of information on our city website. So if you do have questions, go in and take a look. There's a little homepage where there's the Sewer Lateral Inspection Program. You can gain some information. And if you do have further questions, please give us a call. We'd be happy to walk you through whatever questions you have. We've got a list of plumbers on there as well. If you are not sure who to hire, check it out, and then also give us a call.
Yeah, the video inspections are very, very inexpensive. $200 is one guy. Well, maybe it's $250. I mean, one guy's even less than that.
Okay.
But you see more for the sewer lateral for the video?
I don't have a great grasp on the cost for a sewer lateral, but that
just did
sounds
one,
about right.
I just did one, and it was either $200 or $250. And there's another guy who does it actually for even less, half that.
Okay.
Going back to what, so the active part, the proactive part, I should say, is that starting in 2015, you're taking 60 units from commercial and condo total?
Correct.
Not 60 from commercial and 60 from condo.
Correct. It's 60 total a month, I think we're trying to process.
A month?
Is it a month or? Yeah, a month. I'm pretty sure it's a month. We're trying to get through our commercial properties in 10 years, condo commercial. I thought it was 60 a month.
Well, that would be 360, so 10 years. Well, maybe we have 3,300 total condo developments of commercial. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a lot, 60 a month.
It is. It's a lot to take on, but that was an important thing for us to do.
And condo, whether even if it's a 20 or 50 unit condo or a 2 unit condo, as long as you're a condo?
As long as you're a condo, we're taking on 60 probably parcels, might be a better.
Right.
Better than right. Individual
commercial
units.
And condominium parcels.
Yeah.
And then is anyone kept track? I mean, if it's been 1 year, if you did say 360, is anyone keeping track of how many failed and had to be replaced?
There's been, I'd have to go check all of the numbers. I know we're doing a lot of what we call sewer taps. I think we're probably about 120 a year, and that's a combination of everybody. So it would be if your sewer tap needed to be redone because of, for whatever reason, whether it was city initiated, it's a condo or commercial.
Oh, the tap is the connection of the lateral.
Yeah, I think we're about 120 a year.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the whole lateral had to be replaced, just the tap.
That's correct. And it could be that some of the sewer inspections had maybe one small joint that needed to be replaced and the rest of it looked fantastic. So it's not a good indicator, but I think it's an indicator that we are seeing a lot of activity, a lot of repairs being done in the sewer laterals and the connections as well.
So how does... if someone wanted to, what would it take if someone wanted to have a program where people could pick up trucks of water from your recycling plant, and would the city have to make a decision on that, or could a
Oh, definitely. It would have to become a policy decision, and it would have to be, we'd have to change our permit for our recycled water. There'd be a number of steps we'd have to go through.
On its face, it's like, oh, it sounds like a good idea. Let's do that. But then you have to think, well, who's going to really do it?
Exactly.
Who's going to drive up there with a truck? I don't know. What does a water truck hold? I have no idea. Some big truck and thousands of gallons, I'm sure. But then what are they going to do with it? And what's the cost to transport it to do it? So it might.
It would be tough.
Don't take water sewage advice from a real estate agent. That's my advice for you.
Yes, yes. It would be a tough thing to implement up front.
Okay. Well, we won't count on that. But before you leave, we do have some bottled water. That's drinking water. So feel free to. I think it's. My guest has been Lisa Arroyo, Santa Barbara City Wastewater System Manager, City of Santa Barbara. Is there a main office number in case anyone has questions? Is that the, or you can go online, santabarbara.ca.gov?
Yes, you can definitely reach us there.
Or just the Public Works, Public Works Department.
Just call Public Works.
Just call the City of Santa Barbara Public Works Department, and they'll hook you up.
Yes.
With a Y or a tap. Thanks for coming in, Lisa.
Thank you.
Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with... some motoring with Mark, and a very unusual mass email. We have the ability to send out mass emails to about 1,300 members, and I'm going to read you one that really took me by surprise. This is dedicated to Richard Moore, played with the Trogs, and just passed away at 69. Thanks for sharing the music, Richard.